The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Tonight we are going to be talking about assessing supernatural supplies. Assessing supernatural supplies. Every day of our lives, we need consistent supply to be able to stay alive. But there is a natural supply and there is a supernatural supply. And what we are here to talk about this evening is supernatural supply. There is no doubt that we know that supernatural supply exists. But how can we assess it? That is the reason why we have come here tonight. And by the time we are done this evening, no one will lack access to supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. Let us open our Bible to the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. It says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Thank you, Holy Spirit. In which month? In which month? The first month. It is not a coincidence that we are in the first month of the second half of the year. The latter rain and the former rain you shall get in abundance in the name of Jesus. What is supernatural supply? Supernatural supply is a supply from an extraordinary source. Supernatural blessing from extranatural and an unexplainable source. What that means is, to human knowledge, you cannot just tell how it came. To your understanding, you cannot just tell how the supply came. It is a kind of supply that even science cannot talk about. It is a supply that they don't even have a formula to let you know what it's all about. Supernatural supply is a supply that man can never give to you. Only God. Supernatural supply also means divine abundance blessing. It means divine abundant blessing that is beyond measure. You know, when God blesses you to an extent, you know, these days I just wonder. They tell you that there are five richest people in the world, or the first five people in the world, and they'll give you what they are worth. When you have supernatural supply, the blessing that God gives to you is uncountable. Abraham was rich to an extent that they could only describe him as somebody who has many servants, many flocks. You will just see many, many. Why? Because God blessed him to an extent that you cannot even know the value in mathematics. That is what supernatural supply is all about. This kind of supply is what Isaac himself enjoyed. Let's quickly check the book of Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. Hallelujah. From verse 1, he said, "And there was famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham." That means there was famine in the days of Abraham, and there was famine in the days of Isaac. That is why there is famine even in our days. And famine will not stop coming. Hallelujah. But what God assured us is our supply will never cease, as long as we stay connected to the source. So fear not if you hear famine. Fear not if you hear corona. Before you know it, it will turn to corolla. Before you know it, it will turn to Benz. Before you know it, it will turn to different kind of names. They know how to funkicize all those things. But it doesn't matter to us in the kingdom. Because the language of the spirit is such that the world cannot understand. You know, Pastor Binisa was preaching the other day, and he was saying that when you get to a point and you feel like, "Yeah, I must pray. You don't have to fall down in one corner. The only thing you need to do is to just be, and you begin to see solution come. Hallelujah. He said you should cause trouble. Let me divert a little bit. That same night, I caused trouble. God bless you, sir. He said, cause trouble. When God says, Abraham's blessings are mine, and I cannot see the traces of it in my life, why would I cause trouble? If I call me troublemaker, the middle name will fit me. If you say Abraham's blessings are mine, please, what do you have now that you can equate to what Abraham has? You are not there yet. I'm not there yet. So don't get scared when they begin to mention billions, thousands, all those things. And somebody's worth something, thousand, trillion, whatever, whatever. In the realm of the spirit, when you are rich, no currency can value you. Can you buy it? No. That is what we're talking about, supernatural supplies. Supernatural supply is also a divine blessing that is commanded by God. And when I asked the Holy Spirit to simplify it for me, he said, everything that God supplies is supernatural. Ha! John chapter 3 verse 27. And John answered and said, a man receives nothing except it's been given to him from what? From above. So tell me what you have today that is not from God. Everything you have in your possession is a supernatural supply. You have a good wife, like myself, supernatural supply. You have a good business, you have a good job, it's supernatural supply. Money can buy you a woman, it cannot buy you a wife. Money can buy you a certificate, it cannot buy you favor to get a job. Money can buy you bed, it cannot buy you sleep. Inasmuch as God wants us to be rich, to be wealthy, he does not want money to own us. He wants you to own money. He does not want money to own you. Tell me everything that money can buy. And I'll tell you that that's just the beginning in the kingdom of the Spirit. What's the currency of the Spirit? Faith. You get everything via faith. Supernatural supply. You will not miss yours in the mighty name of Jesus. You have peace of mind. It's supernatural supply. Can you buy peace? The Bible made me to understand that it's the blessing of God that maketh rich and added no sorrow. If you have a blessing from God and it's giving you problem, go and check it. Some people may actually be angry at the blessing that God gave to you. And God may deposit power. In fact, he's not me. He has deposited power in you to overcome them. But when you don't use the power, he will bring the test to come. You know, there are some people that you will not understand. You will not know how valuable they are until you give them responsibility. So at times, most of these problems you face in life, they are just responsibility given by God for you to discover who you are. There was a time when I was in school, I did some kind of investment like that. And some people actually did the investment through me. Just because they trust me, not because they trusted in whatever it's all about. And just 3 days to the time that we would get it, everything just messed up. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, God, you know my heart. I did not do this thing to cheat these people. I had good intention. And around 12 o'clock, and I was walking on the street, it was as if I was very light. And I heard the Lord told me, look up. And I looked up. I saw the dark clouds there, and I was wondering, it's not today that we are having dark clouds in this thing now. I actually felt I was the one talking to myself. But I heard another voice. He said, look at the stars. Now today, stars, the day for sky. You know, when you are troubled, your thinking can be messed up. And you know what God told me? He said he placed the stars in darkness because that is where you will appreciate the beauty. He said, so whenever I put you through challenging period, it is not for you to die in darkness, but for you to shine through it. There is somebody under the sound of my voice this evening. You will shine through that darkness in the name of Jesus. Just like I said earlier, you know, God wants us to have everything. I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health. even as your soul prospereth. He wants you to prosper, not just physically, but spiritually also. It is desire. Sir, you are very correct. No wonder we have less of the rich people that are doing the inrere, because it's the keke they put there. If they say it's jet now, I'm sure it will attract them. But why? They said it. Somehow, there is an element of truth. Do you know why? Money is the least of the things that you need for the propagation of the kingdom. Because when you have something else, you already have money. Hallelujah! What is the something else? If you have the Holy Spirit, the Bible made us understand in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. What does the Bible say? You will receive power after that the Holy Spirit have come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses. In where? Every aspect of the world. Did the Bible mention money there? What do you need to evangelize? There's something that came before the power. Thank you. The Holy Spirit comes, then you get power. When you get power, you get everything. God forbid, you see somebody come to you at gunpoint now and point the gun to you. Oh, yeah, all your money in your pockets, bring it down. Bring it. Won't you drop it? The person has power at that time. Won't he get money? Yes. That is how we are supposed to be harassing the kingdom of darkness. You have the power. Hey, devil, shut up there. Seems as if this exam is very difficult. Everybody is saying that this subject is terrible. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is supernatural supply. It's not everybody that read and understood that passed the exam. It's not everybody that has money that ventured into business that prospered. Supernatural supply is a perfection on all things. Father, we ask tonight, every area of our lives where we lack supernatural supply, Lord, grant unto us in the name of Jesus. Why does God give us supernatural supplies? Number one, to demonstrate the limitlessness of God. In Psalm 24 verse 1, the Bible made us understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God wants to show how big He is in your life. You know, a lot of us sing songs without understanding. You are big, 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 big. You are large, large, large. You are great. You are a great God. One small problem comes, you have forgotten the song. You start another song, the moment the problem comes, I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour. God will now say, where did I go before? God wants to show how big He is in our life. When you encounter challenges, it's for your positive change as a child of God. It is not to cage you. God is ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond whatever you can ever see. This mind cannot fathom what God can do. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just continue. A song is coming into my spirit, but I know if we start singing that song again now, before we know it, time is gone. Now, let me tell you the truth. A lot of people, it's not as if they don't want to experience the greatness of God in their lives. It is not as if they don't want to see the limitlessness of God in their lives. But there is something that is not allowing them to experience it. It is fear. As great as Abraham was, he got to a point in Genesis chapter 12. If you see 13 and 14, he was afraid because he has a supernatural blessing, which is Sarah, his wife. He said, if I tell them that this is my wife, problem don't come. God is the one that gives blessings. He maketh rich and added no sorrow. He cannot give him a wife that will lead to his death. But fear gripped him. Fear has stopped a lot of people from demonstrating and manifesting the grace and the potential of God in their lives. I tell you, parents, those who are intending fathers and mothers, to whatsoever you don't want your children to possess that you have in your life now, please pray and drop it. Because in that same Genesis, I said Genesis chapter 12 verse 14, you see it's when Abraham was scared. 14 plus 12 is what? 26. Go to Genesis chapter 26. Isaac repeated the same thing. He was also afraid, and he also lied that she's not my wife. Fear gripped the father. Fear gripped the son. In your own generation, whatsoever has been trending that is negative, it stops in your time in the name of Jesus. I say it stops in your time in the name of Jesus. Why does God supply us supernaturally? Number two, to facilitate the expansion of the gospel of the world and to rescue all that are lost. You can just take a cue in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. God said that through prosperity shall his cities be spread abroad. True prosperity. True prosperity. That means that the supernatural supply that God gives to you is not just for you alone. It is for the propagation of the gospel. How much of your resources have you used for God? That's the question for you and I. How much of the gospel? Hallelujah. Number three, why does God give us supernatural supply? To enable the welfare, comfort, and satisfaction of his children. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Joel chapter 2 verse 26. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. God wants you to chop belefu. I'm sure some of you would appreciate it if there is takeaway. Am I right? When we go for parties, they give you food, you want to take away. But in the realm of the spirit, we don't need takeaway because we are always carrying it about. We carry grace, we carry power, we carry everything that you can see. God has said that everything that we need for life and godliness, he has provided for us. So you carry everything that you need. Whatsoever God supplies you supernaturally is meant for the propagation of the gospel. It's also meant for the welfare. You see the need, you help them. There are times you go on evangelism, some people can talk from morning to night. They cannot do anything from morning to night. You see a simple need, you cannot even provide. Do you know what a bag of pure water means to some family? Though it is 120 naira or 100 naira, whatever the price may be now. I tell you the truth, if you know what it is to a family. Years back, I remember my dad, he said he was going, he wanted to buy something. Usually we buy things in bulk. And it got to a point, he just saw Gary in one small island. He was asking them, are they selling this? He said, yes. He said, so there are people that buy Gary in cups. Do you know what that one cup of Gary will do in a family? You may not have money, but the Bible made me to understand that it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. He said, the word that I speak, their spirit and their life, that word resides in you and me. Just a word of life to somebody can change the person's life. Even if you don't have riches, you don't have material things. The word of your mouth. A lot of people don't even know how to appreciate people. You see them do something good, you cannot even say, you just envy them. When somebody does something good, some people are in the habit, they will never say, ah, well done, sir. Let them do bad. To whom much is given, much is expected now. Mess up, sir. Yes! That is not part of the supernatural supply that God gave you, a tongue that cuts like a knife. It's not! The words are spirit and they are life. Every word you utter to somebody beside you should be life. Should be life! Let people always crave to talk to you, talk with you. Because they know whenever they see you and you converse together, their lives always change. If they were to sample the data that everybody have used in this church and check the measure of data we have used for other things that is contrary to the gospel or the kingdom, it will amaze you. The data you have is for the propagation of the kingdom of God. The credit you have is for the propagation of the kingdom of God. Do you know it's supernatural supply? You don't know that the credit in your phone is supernatural supply. It is. How? John chapter 3 verse 27. A man can receive nothing except it's being given from above. There are some clothes that you have. you have not worn them in 3, 4, 5 months. It's not useful for you. Give it out to those that don't have. Welfare is paramount. God has blessed you, and you need to be a blessing. And that is the fourth point. Why does God give you supernatural supply? So that you can be a blessing to others. Genesis chapter 13 verse 6. God blessed Abraham so much that the attaché, Lot, that went with him, he became so blessed also. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 13 verse 6, he said, and the land was not able to bear them. Listen carefully. That they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. So beyond the quarrel between the servants, it's just the prosperity that had to enlarge their coast. Somebody under the sound of my voice, your prosperity will get to a level that it will burst open, it will overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. But when it comes, may God give you the grace to use it for this race. Why does God give you supernatural supply? To demonstrate his kindness and love and his affection for us. Number 5. Why does God give supernatural supplies? To demonstrate his kindness, love, and affection for us. If you go to Genesis chapter 12, still from verse 1 to 3, you will discover that there was nothing extraordinary or nothing special. Maybe the Bible scholars know more of this, but from what I have studied, I didn't see anything in particular that Abraham did, sir. Was there any spiritual thing? Was there any sacrifice? Was there anything? God just located him. That is how God will locate you in the name of Jesus. If God wants to demonstrate his love and kindness, he looks beyond physical qualification. He looks beyond material qualification. The Bible made us understand and said, and God told Abraham, get thee out of thy kindred. He promised Abraham something when Abraham had done nothing. That is singling out. If you single somebody out for such kind of blessing, that is favor. That is mercy from God. There is somebody here today, because God knows that you would do use it for his glory. He will bless you beyond measure. In the name of Jesus. Although God wants us to enjoy supernatural supplies, there are keys. There are keys. Keys to supernatural supplies. Number 1. Maintain the God first mentality. Number 1 key to supernatural supply. Maintain the God first mentality. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 made us to understand that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. You know, I love the song that they sing in those days. Make una seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If una do so, everything else you najara. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If una do so, everything else you najara. Wife najara, husband najara, money self najara, business unko najara, promotion unko najara, plus money unko najara. Everything is you. Everything is you. That jara, you will not lack it in the name of Jesus. But this jara will not come until you seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that is the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. I say it again. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Seek first righteousness. Seek first peace. Seek the joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Because Abraham believed the word of God. The Bible says it was counted unto him what? Righteousness. So to be righteous, all you need to do is to believe. To have peace of mind that is part of the kingdom of God is to trust totally in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Number 2 key. Maintain a life of sowing and sacrificial giving. It's so simple to sing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, I give myself away. Wait, before you get so emotional. Some of you here today, you are like this. Everything I give. Because your words shows that yes, you are singing. People see you lift up holy hands. One, auntie, auntie, one way, mean Jesus. Touch her pocket, you will know that she's in the realm of the natural. Withholding nothing. What are you holding on to that you cannot give to God? That same thing you don't want to let go is given by God. John chapter 3 verse 27. As simple as it is, you cannot receive anything except God gives to you. May God grant us more understanding in the name of Jesus. That is the giving. Now, I want to tell you that the major thing you can give in particular that is more essential is yourself. Sacrificial giving. You know, when the whole flood happened, before Noah offered a sacrifice, he built an altar. It means relationship comes before sacrifice. If you see somebody that you know has been haunting your life for long, brings food to your house for you to eat, will you eat it? Good, that is it. Because there is no relationship. So with God also, he wants you. He wants you more than he wants whatsoever he has given unto you. So your life should be the first living, holy sacrifice. Keys to supernatural supplies. Number 3. Maintain an income source. Time will not permit me to talk so much on this. Maintain an income source. God wants you to enjoy supernatural supplies, but you must maintain a source in him. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8. Don't be idle. Get a job. Start a business of your own. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. When there is nothing in your hand, what does God want to bless? Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. There are some times that it is even what is in your hands that you have not let go by giving or sharing that is hindering you from receiving another. If you must receive, you must open your hand. If there is something in your hand before, you must let go of that one before you can receive another. You know, people are so faithless that they are so scared that, tell about the ball. I don't know when this one will come back again. For those that don't understand Yoruba, I said, if this money goes, I have an elder brother, sir, he's a man of faith. But in that aspect, I used to question him. I tell you, if he saves money in the bank, sir, and it is 1 million naira round, if hunger likes, let it be eating this intestine, he will tell me, Timak, your 1,000, couldn't bear. If I remove 1,000 naira, it's no longer 1 million, no. But wisdom demands that you can remove 500,000 from there, put it into a business with faith that whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall prosper, and the 500 will multiply, and by the time he puts it back, he gets 2.5 million. Hallelujah. So that is the life that we are supposed to live. Get a job. Don't be idle. Don't always, oh God, don't, some of us are just refuse dump. All you do is you take. I don't know, maybe they burn some people with straw. You just be sucking people, sucking other people. You want to just dry everything. God have mercy. When the God you have, he said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. If it's according to the riches in the glory of God, there is nothing you cannot get there. He said you have kidney problem. Baba God, Father, you said that you are the God of all flesh. There's nothing so hard for you to do. Please, in your storehouse, help me check. I need Tokumbo. Brand new kidney. Please, help me put it. Okay. I understand. And after you've prayed, you discover that at times, you still be feeling that same symptoms. Yes, because when you are operated on, even in the hospital, it takes time to heal. It does not mean that God has not done what he has done. I tell you today that you should have trust and have faith in God. So even though you are feeling it, you are praying, this thing is still worrying me. Yes, it's a process. The devil is just trying to make me feel as if I'm not healed. Bible says, by his stripes, I am healed.
What he says he will do. That is what he will do. That is why he's all. I hope you will remember this in the time of storm. Number 4. Be committed to tithing. Be committed to tithing. Tithing opens you up to what God has in store for you. Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. I'm sure you know the passage of the scripture. Some people intentionally don't like reading that place. They don't like reading it. I'm sure if it's possible, some people will go and tear that place apart or use stapler. In fact, so some group of people that if it's possible, they want to remove the whole Old Testament from the Bible and say, red letter word. May your light will not turn to red in Jesus' name. Oh. Because God says, the Bible made us understand that the scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Even chapter 1 has a message. If I even that word, chapter alone, that is written, is by inspiration, is a message. That is why I know that before the 12 days of empowerment is over, a new chapter is opening for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pay your tithe. When you pay your tithe, it confirms that God is the first in your life and not money. How many of you think that is the tithe and offering that you are paying that is running the church like this? It's supernatural supply that is running the church. You know the kind of offering you give. It cannot even sustain you. Not enough talk of sustaining the church. It confirms that your faithfulness in stewardship is unquestionable. That the moment I get any income from God, I say, Father, take your own first. Because you are the one that gave it to me. And you know what that means? God is just teaching you that for every harvest, you must have a seed that you must sow again. Because if you must get another harvest, you must have sown another seed. So don't think you are sowing to the church for the church. You are sowing to the church for yourself. A man cannot sponsor the work of God. If God gives you money to sponsor, it's by privilege. You will not fail him in Jesus' name. Paying your tithe also connects you to the covenant of supernatural supply. And I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. It will pour on you in Jesus' name. It will pour on your family in Jesus' name. Everything you lay your hands upon, it will pour on in the name of Jesus. Paying your tithe, it also shows your love and dedication to the progress and advancement of God's work. And number 5 key is be faithful in all you do. Be faithful in all you do. Some of you cannot even say it is 2 o'clock and will believe that it is 2 o'clock. Can people trust you? Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. Media, can you help me? Proverbs 28 verse 20 said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. If you are faithful, you will abound with blessings. Faithfulness is the key to success in life and destiny. Even in church, you have joined the department. You are not even faithful. You come late for rehearsals, you come late for prayer meetings, you come late for Bible study and all that, and without any remorse. It's not faithfulness. If I ask you now, since you have been in that unit, what have you done significantly that people can say yes? You have to be faithful. Children of God are even scared of doing business with children of God. That's how terrible it is now. Because people are not faithful anymore. Let your light so shine. That's what the Bible says. Even in faithfulness. That men may see and glorify God. All that you have been doing, can people look at it and say, thank God for your life. Or maybe when the person passes, there's some people that will die that they say, how did they to say it? What is his usefulness even if he's still your life? Let him go. At least we are less trouble in the world. David was faithful to Saul. Joseph was faithful to Potiphar. Potiphar. Are you faithful in Impact House? May the Lord grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 8 verse 20. Noah built an altar before the Lord. Then he sacrificed. For all I have said, God needs you more than anything.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church. Praise Tabernacle along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.